Two important players are injured for the start of Auburn spring practice or recovering from injuries. They're not full participants in spring practice. Which one is more concerning? That's the first topic on today's Village Vice. See, Zach.
Okay. All right.
Brad. We've mended our differences. We haven't fought yet. I know some people concerned about it yesterday. But as you can see, Zach's in his office and I'm in mine. And it's okay. Okay. Stanton Ramil, Champ Anthony.
Yes.
Which one, I don't know, which one is more important to not be here for the start or not be going through spring at 100?
I gotcha. Yeah, the answer is Ramil. Champ Anthony knows his defense inside and out. He's been here for a long time. To me, it's Stanton Ramil. He's not one of the South Florida guys. Obviously, he's from Michigan State, so this is a new system for him. So I would say him not being here is more impactful.
Yeah, I think so too. If he's a guy that you're projecting to start on the offensive line,
right?
This, you know, this staff has done such a good job of getting guys prepared for the start of practice. We've talked several times about the mock practices. Like, you just feel like there's an enormous amount of prep work that doesn't even include the work on the field. So for him not to be a part of that process, you hope he gets here and can get to be a part of it fairly soon. Now, do you have some other guys who could play tackle? Yeah, but you brought in, I think you brought Ramil in to be a starting tackle. So how long can he go without being a 100% participant when you have, you know, before it's time to maybe, you know, see what else, what other options are there? I mean, obviously they are now in practice running other guys, but
right.
How long do you go from plan A to plan B?
Yeah. I mean, I think they feel like they've got depth there and they've got some unproven guys that are willing to prove themselves. So there'll be guys at tackle that probably get, you know, some reps instead of Ramil until he comes back. But I mean, he's played a lot of college football. Like there's no reason to rush him back. And Champ Anthony talked about that too earlier in the week. He's like, even when I'm 100%, I'm not entirely sure that the staff, if they're going to let me go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, given the injury and his history and all that, which is, I guess, fine. Once again, like Champ Anthony knows his defense inside and out. So, but I'm just looking at guys who played tackle prior to this year. You got Jack Lair, who played some tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And then Derek Plaz and TJ Hedrick were recruited to play tackle at their previous schools. I think it was Nathan King. He put out a note that Plaz, he talked to folks that Plaz might be in the competition for one of the guard spots. So we'll see how that unfolds. But I think they like this group.
Yeah.
I think they like this group. And I also don't think there's really any concern about Ramil based off of the people that I've talked to.
Yeah. I'm interested to see as they get, you know, whether it's this week or next week or whatever, when they start running out those full groups, Alex Golish.
The week talks, after.
Yeah. The week whenever. After. Whenever.
Or 3 weeks whenever from now.
Well, he talked about depth. He said, we're running three groups, three full groups. That's good to hear too. Obviously it doesn't mean you're going to run out three groups during a game, but So Champ Anthony and talking about even if he's 100%, not letting him go full speed. Golish kind of talked to that. He said, we're probably guarded there with letting him get back. Which is the wording, I think, is important there. It's not with his availability. It's we're guarded with letting it. Like, we're in control of that.
Yep.
We know what he can do. We will work with him and kind of decide going forward on that. So, all right, any of the other guys in non-contact jerseys, like, is it a, do you raise an eyebrow at all at you know, Jack Luttrell or Jacob Strand or, you know, Sam Turner's not totally 100% back yet. You remember he had the injury in the late in the season.
Yeah, I'd say the most important guy outside of Ramil probably is the most important guy that's not practicing full speed. But I think you got to put Riddick up there.
Yeah.
You know, he's recovering as well. who's kind of banged up a little bit last year, so still recovering off of all that. I mean, he's got to take
two shoulder surgeries. Yeah,
version of, you know, his what we saw from him as a freshman this upcoming season. I think they'll probably blitz him a little bit more this year than they got the chance to last year. So I would say Riddick, you know, being in non-contact uniforms, probably important.
Yeah, but that's on me. I should have included him.
But
yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's good. Let's move on to talk about these receivers. Seeing them in person. These are some big boys at receivers. We got some big wide receivers on this roster. So Keyshawn Singleton, 6'3", 215. Chaz Nimrod, 6'2", 198. Jeremiah Koger, 6'3", 209. These are some, like, they're not just tall, they're physical, they're strong. I like seeing them in person, I think, is different from seeing film or anything else. That was one of the big takeaways, I thought, from one of the first, you know, from the first two practices, seeing the receivers.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the narrative around these guys is, oh, it's all these South Florida players coming to Auburn.
Yeah.
And if you look at them, it's like, no, physically, it's this is what you're looking for sure. And like any transfer portal receiver, you've got to ask yourself the question, like, will this translate? Well, same quarterback that they're used to being throwing the ball, same offensive coordinator, same head coach, same scheme, same wide receivers coach. So you got to think that that will carry over. But the physicality of it is no longer, not that it was a concern for me, but that is not a concern at all, especially after seeing them in person.
Yeah, for sure. I like that a lot. I'm trying to think of other takeaways. You know, there's only so much that I can take away from a couple of days of spring practice.
Yeah, I mean, this first wave is all eye test, right? It's all eye test and just kind of like, does this seem different than the previous regime? And I think eye test wise, there's not really a position group where you looked at and said, okay, they're not big enough there, or the top end talent isn't there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it checks those boxes. It doesn't make me feel any better or worse. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel worse about any position. It does make me feel better about a few positions.
Sure. All right, what other positions, namely, would you call out? Speaking of, so, like, on that topic, Shedarius Tootle's a big guy. 6'3", 235. That true freshman's come in ready to go.
Yeah, and Xavier talked about that. I asked him about some of the young guys that stood out, and you know, he gave love to Tootle, and he gave love to Adam as well, so those two main freshmen coming in there. He liked that. It sounds like he talked about their intensity. He's and, you know, they'll bust in coverage or do the wrong thing, but they bounce right back. They don't let that play, you know, beat them two plays in a row, which is good. I think that shows emotional and mental maturity, at least on the field. So that was, I think that was good to hear.
Yeah. Adam Balogun Ali, 6'2", 215 as a true freshman.
We'll take it. Yes,
they both
will take it.
Yeah. Really.
One of those guys will play this year, I think.
Yeah. I think so too. And I wouldn't be surprised if they both play. I think both can get out there. Okay. Good. Good first couple of days.
You're a good first couple of days.
No. Ford Stokes is good.
Yes.
Yes. Active Wealth Management. And because you listen to or watch shows from the barn, you're going to get a free portfolio analysis. Social Security Maximization Report.
I bet that costs a lot of money.
Well, it's worth $2,800. Normally, you get it for free.
Oh.
That's how much Ford Stokes and Active Wealth Management. Zach uses Ford for his personal wealth management.
I do.
To keep it active, and you can as well. Go to activewealth.com/plan. Activewealth.com in general to get all the information about what Ford Stokes can do for you. Guys, this is retirement. This is not a game. This is, you know, you want to set yourself and your family up for the later stages in life. And so you need to call Ford Stokes and get that handled. Active Wealth Management. I'm going to keep baseball should be number one. down at the bottom. I don't know how many people pay attention to the little the chart on the right, the graphic. I'm going to keep baseball should be number one until baseball is ranked number one.
You're just going to keep it there?
I'm going to keep it there until there's no until either they shouldn't be or they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll know between Auburn or Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think whoever wins this weekend deserves to be the number one team.
Yeah, I wouldn't push back on that.
Will Auburn be the most attended regular season series in the history of Auburn baseball?
Yes. Yes, and I don't think it will be necessarily close.
I think it's going to look like a regional.
Yeah.
Listen, from a crowd standpoint.
The Tuesday game, I mentioned this on yesterday's show, the Tuesday 4 p.m. 49-degree game felt like a super regional atmosphere. Even the fans, like I love our fans. Sometimes they're quiet when they should be loud at baseball. Can I say that lovingly and non-judgmentally? Like I would love our baseball crowds to be as much a part of getting on the other team as our basketball crowds have been of late. They were Tuesday. Like you get to two strikes, here comes the crowd. You got 6,000 people against you now at the plate when our pitcher has two strikes. So some of the ticket prices for Saturday's game.
Yeah.
Section 107, two seats together, $621.
Wow.
Tiger Terrace. It's not the Tiger Terrace now. It's the Yeti Yard. Two tickets. This is just general admission. Like, just get in.
Yeah.
Not even a chair back. $122. The cost of getting into Auburn baseball is going up for games like this. And you got...
Yes.
And you got,
so not quite super regional prices from last year, but we're close.
Getting real close.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a regular season series.
And that's awesome.
You still got Arkansas coming in here this year.
Right.
That's going to be another top 10 team.
Yep.
We got more big time atmospheres to go. And I look at this team and I see the pitching, and not just on the front end, but the front end is a big, big deal.
Right.
This is not Auburn's in a bubble by itself, not aware of what's going on with college baseball elsewhere. This is look around the country. Auburn starting pitching is elite nationally. That takes you a long way. Add to that the offensive pieces. Add to that the bullpen, the closing options. I don't see a lot of holes. I don't see a lot of weaknesses
right
on this team. And you go, well, some games they go quiet offensively and still win.
That's also how the sport works.
Right. Yeah. That's well said. You don't always score 9-10 runs a game.
Right.
Sometimes you got to win 2-0. Sometimes you're scoreless through 7, and you need Bub Terrell to homer.
I mean, especially right. Some of these, like Butch Thompson teams that have had success here at Auburn, which thankfully is a good bit of them. But in the SEC, like, there's times where this lineup, and it's not just Auburn, but you're going up against an elite starter who's going to be, you know, an early draft pick. You just kind of got to get his pitch count up and focus on scoring as soon as they pull him from the game. Like, that's definitely been the strategy. That's what happened when, you know, Paul Skeens came to town several years ago. I think Auburn won that start where he came in. I don't think we scored on him, though.
We didn't beat Skeens,
okay,
but we won the series.
Okay.
Yeah. Skeens shut it down, but he did that with everybody.
I thought we got to him, though, after they took him out, but it may not have been enough to win.
Yeah. Auburn has at home Arkansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Georgia.
Those are all good teams.
You think it's going to be some big atmospheres?
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky just beat – they swept Alabama.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Wait, what did you say? What did Kentucky do? My internet must have.
No, you're fine. They swept Alabama. They won all three games against Alabama.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure there was no internet.
No, I'm glad you did. Glad you did. Because if it went out for you, it probably went out for some of our viewers probably as well.
Need to.
And then Georgia, kind of a sneaky team as well, because I think everybody's focused on like these top three or four SEC teams, and they're really like right there with the rest of them. So loaded schedule. But that's, I mean, that's how it is with every team in this conference. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing them this weekend. We know the NIT game Sunday, too, is at 5:30. So baseball's at 2, basketball at 5:30. There should be a little more potential for baseball folks going over and watching basketball. Do you think 5:30 Sunday gives you a better crowd than 9 o'clock Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
By how much?
What was the attendance Tuesday?
I didn't see the official figure. I would guess around 3.
I mean, it might be double.
Okay.
Some of the pictures of the attendance Tuesday was pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, there were some people too didn't get there until right at the start of the game.
Such a quick turnaround, too. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
no, there were a lot of factors that were against.
Yeah,
a well attended game.
Correct.
On Tuesday,
I've seen some people ask about ticket prices too. The NIT sets ticket prices. They do that for everybody. So
is it
uniform?
Is it the same?
Yeah, they send so the same operations.
It's 25.
Yeah.
Again, for general admission.
Right. And that's a minimum ticket price that they put in their little operations guide. So okay. 20, if it's holding at 25, that means they're sticking to the minimum. They have to charge that. So
look, this team's the number one seed in the second best tournament this postseason.
Number one overall seed.
I mean, they've been a number one overall seed.
Yeah.
In back-to-back tournaments and back-to-back seasons.
They're the prize of the field, I think, by far.
For the and they've got the winningest in college basketball.
And they've got the winningest first-year coach in Auburn basketball history leading them against Seattle.
I love that they posted that. We're getting a lot of smack for posting that, but goodness gracious, it's funny.
Well, and I mean, it's got multiple layers to it. There's multiple wonderful things about it.
Yeah.
You're continuing to talk. Did you watch the SMU Miami of Ohio game last night?
Nope.
Okay. I didn't either, but I heard from a lot of people, Auburn was still the talk of that game. Like, you can have Miami and SMU. Guess who you're still talking about? Still talking about Auburn. Still talking about that AU.
Interesting.
So... And I saw somebody, and I don't remember who posted it, or else I would say the name, but
yeah,
they really should have just done Auburn and Miami of Ohio. Clearly, SMU didn't deserve to be in. And maybe Miami would have beaten Auburn by the same count or worse.
At least we'd know.
But the game would have been more interesting. The game might have gone the exact same way. It would have been a much, much more compelling game.
Correct.
For everybody involved except maybe those folks in Dallas.
Yeah. Which they don't care.
No.
SMU fans don't care about their basketball team.
No, they're talking about the Cowboys today.
Right.
That's what they're talking about in Dallas today. They're talking about the Cowboys, not SMU. Nope. It is one of the great days in sports, though. Like, whether Auburn's in it or not, Zach, I woke up with the March Madness theme in my head. And I won't watch one game. No, come on. What?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Just because Auburn's not in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Auburn being in the tournament is the most fun thing in the world.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I just,
but it's still
I got a lot of stuff to do today. My wife's going out of town this weekend. She's leaving to drive up to Ohio tomorrow morning. I got a lot of stuff to prep for and all that.
You're the adult, and you're not going to have any fun. You're just not going to.
It's not a not fun thing. I might have it on in the background, but I'm not going to. I will not sit down and like make it a point to like viewing for any of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be. It comes on now. Like, it's on now or about to start by the time that the show's released. people are going to be watching the show while the
We're recording this a little after 8. I'm going to do a few more things. We'll get the schedule and post it. I'm going to drive to campus.
Yeah.
Interview a few of the players that Auburn is making available to us after practice. I'll come home and edit that. I'll do a show. I'll record tomorrow's Locked on Auburn with Daryl. And
hit the list.
And then I think we're doing like a family dinner thing before Leah goes out of town. So like that's my day.
Da, 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 da. Have I told you the story of scheduling a minor medical dermatological procedure on the first day of the tournament in high school?
No.
This is how much I love the tournament, whether Auburn is in it or not. When I was a senior in high school, and Auburn was the number one seed that year, so there was extra fun to it.
Sure.
But even before then, I loved the tournament. I used to make poster board bracket, put it up on my closet door like it was a big, big deal. And I had rules. Of course, I had rules. I could not write the winner's name until the game went final, even if it was a 40-point blowout early in the second half. Can't do it till it's over. Anyway, I had to have a small outpatient dermatological thing done on a Thursday. Or it was going to be a 2-day deal. They said it's going to be done on one day. That day and the next day, you can't go to school. You're going to feel fine. You just can't go to school. Well, let's schedule that for the Thursday of the NCAA tournament. First Thursday. Let's schedule it for 9 in the morning. I'm home by 11:30. And I'm just hanging around. Feeling great. Nothing wrong. Like, feel fantastic. Just told I can't go to school. Oh, darn. Guess I'll just have to watch games as a senior in high school, and Auburn is the number one seed.
Did it work out?
Oh, it worked out perfectly. It worked out exactly the way that I wanted it to work out.
I kept waiting for the twist of like how it ended up like, I couldn't stay awake because, you know, or whatever. But
it's not an enthralling story. It's a story meant to illustrate like this is fun. The tournament's fun to me.
Well,
Auburn's in it or not.
I'm glad you told that because no one believed that you liked the tournament until you told that story. And they're like, oh, Brad does like the most entertaining tournament in sports. Okay, good. Good to know.
What they didn't know was the levels to which I would go to in my past to shirk responsibility in order to watch the tournament.
Sure.
Thankfully, we don't have to do that now.
Everyone in the comments, if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're listening on audio, just tweet at us.
Yeah.
But can y'all just admire Brad for how much he loves the tournament? Can y'all do that in the comments, please?
All right. Or perhaps you could acknowledge how responsible Zach is in his adult work that he has to get done. He's so responsible that he doesn't enjoy the tournament.
It's not that I don't enjoy it. I just have stuff I've got to do today.
Yeah. Can we just all acknowledge how thankful we are that Zach has given us some time today with how busy he is?
Yes.
He's so busy.
Thank you.
And he's made time to be with us today. And
priorities, baby.
That's
priorities.
Exactly right. What
I
a man.
10,000 children. So I have to make sure there are podcasts up for people to watch so I can then feed those children. Several meals a day.
Thanks everybody for watching. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe if you're not yet subscribed. And remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.